Welcome to Love You Most. You've been asking for this episode for quite some time now, and I honestly didn't know if I wanted to make this episode right away because I feel like anytime I make like relationship episodes, I just don't know like how you guys feel about them because I know everyone's not in a relationship, but I feel like even if you're not in a relationship, this is a good episode if you're like thinking towards the future and like you wouldn't really be able to tell if like someone is for you or not. So like, I don't know. I hope that this is helpful and I hope you are able to figure out if your partner is the one from this episode. You guys probably know by now, but I'm not really sure. Brady and I have been together for like 12 years and we've been married for almost six. We'll be married for 6 years in June, which is wild because the time has flown by so freaking fast. Like it feels like if someone told me that we got married like 2 years ago, I would literally believe them. Like, and I feel like it's because when you're with someone that you actually like love and you have fun with, like the time just like doesn't even feel like long. It's like, you know, the saying, what is it called? Like you're always having fun or something when you're with, you know what I'm trying to say? Like the saying, it's like time flies when you're having fun. That's what it is. Like, how could I not think of that one? But yeah, so I feel like when you're with someone that you love, time just goes by really fast, but in the best way. So this episode is all about signs your partner might be the one. These are going to be the signs that will like tell you if they're the person you should be with. But also, I'm using the word might because don't like take this at face value, because if these things like don't really coincide with your partner, I'm not saying your partner isn't the one. I'm just saying that like these are things to look out for. And I think that these are the things that have really helped me figure out, like before I got married to Brady, I was like, how do you know that like the person is your person? Like there's so many people in the world. Like, yes, I'm in love with him. And yes, like, you know, we are like a good pair, but like, how do I know that he's like the one, like he's that person that I should like get married to? And like, I feel like these are the things that really help me decide that. Before we get into the episode, I want to answer one of your questions. And over the next couple episodes, we won't have like a Q&A like that we normally have, because I am not putting a Q&A box up on Instagram stories because I'm going to be like batching some of these episodes because I'm going to be in St. Lucia for a week and I'm going to be in Hawaii for a week, which I'm so excited about. I'm going to Hawaii with Brady and I'm going to St. Lucia with the girls for a bachelorette trip for half the trip. And then the other half of the trip, I'm going solo, which I'm actually so excited, but so nervous about. And I obviously am not going to be like bringing my mic and like bringing all of my laptop and like all the things. So I wanted to like make these episodes, just kind of like batch them. So I'm going to make like one tomorrow and then one like the day after that. So it just won't be like, you know, the Thursday before it, like the episode goes up, but they'll still be like on different days and we'll have like different things to chat about and stuff. So one of you guys did ask me a question that I never got to on one of the last episodes, and I'm going to answer it today, but then next episode, like next week, you guys will actually still get a Q&A segment. I'm just going to go through some of the questions you've asked on my personal Instagram, because there are so many questions there that you guys ask. Like I always do a little Q&A every week, usually on like a Monday or Tuesday. Sometimes it just depends. And you guys always ask such quick questions, but I like never, ever get to all of them. Like literally never. Usually I'll answer like 10 of them. So one of you guys asked, Hiya, I think I missed the Q&A box this week, and this was in my the Love You Most Pod Instagram DMs. You said, but I was curious if you had any advice on how to be a good friend. I had a lot of one-sided friendships growing up and then was pretty solo for a while during my 20s after big life changes and friend breakups. Now somehow I have a small group. Wow, reading is fundamental. A small group of friends, of the greatest friends who are kind, listen to me, and are very giving. I want to be a great friend to them too. Any tips? I first want to say I'm so happy for you. I think that when you start thinking about how to be a good friend, like that's when you know that you have good friends. Like I have had so many friends over the years, and I feel like just, I don't know, over the last probably 3 years is when I've really gotten like my core, super close, like friends who are like all in, who are so intentional, who are there for me, show up for me in like the best ways when things are hard, when things are like fun, like just we talk regularly. Like the best friends I probably ever had are like right now and are the friends I have right now. And I feel like in college or like middle school, high school, like I struggled a lot with having friendships, but the friends I did have, I always felt like I was a great friend. Like I never felt like I needed to work on anything. I was like, you know, I'm doing this and like maybe my friends aren't doing this thing, like, but I'm doing this and like I'm doing pretty good. Like I always felt like I was like the friend. Like all of my friends would be like, oh, you're such a great friend. Like you're always doing this and this and this. And I never really would get that reciprocated to me just because like I just felt like that's what friendship was. Like maybe it was one-sided and like that was okay. And now I'm realizing that like, no, if you don't have friends that are like reciprocating your friendship, then like, bye. Like there are so many people out there in the world that like deserve your friendship, your time, your love, your space, your energy. And I feel like if you're giving all of that to someone who isn't one, appreciative of it, or two, reciprocates that to you, then like, what's the point of them being your friend? Like you are, for lack of a better word, you're a servant to them. Like you're not a friend. Like I feel like friends and like friendship is like a two-way street. Like if you're just serving them and giving to them and listening to them and showing up for them, then like, I don't know, that just like feels like something that should be paid for. Like that should be like service work. Like you should be getting money for that. I don't know. Like it just doesn't feel like friendship to me. So I feel like it's so great that you are looking at your friendships right now and feeling like you want to be a better friend, because I always think that's such a good sign that you have good friends in your life. Like if you're wanting to be better, because what's the saying? It's like you are the sum of your like five friends. And I feel like that's so true. So if you have five friends who are like pouring into you, who are kind, who are loving, who are giving back to you, and like you're getting that constantly, you could easily be like, ooh, I'm not doing enough. I should also do the same because I want them to feel as good as they're making me feel. Whereas on the other end of the spectrum, I feel like if you're not getting those things, you could be like, well, I mean, I don't really need to give them anything more than I'm giving them because I'm already giving them enough. So first I want to say like, congrats on that, because it's so hard to find friends who are like that. And if you don't have friends who are like that and you're a listener who is kind of like, dang, I wish I had friends like that, let go of the ones that are not reciprocating. And I'm not saying like break up and have this huge like, hey, we need to talk, like we can't be friends anymore. Like you don't even have to do that. Like if they're not pouring into you already, like you're the one who's like setting up the invites to hang out, you're the one who's texting them, you're the one who's like listening to their problems, like you're always there for them in every capacity, pull back. Just pull back some of that energy and put it into something else. Put it into someone else. Even put it into yourself if you don't have other friends that you can like pour that energy into. But I would say if you're wanting to be a better friend, just really try to be very intentional. Like think about the things that your friends do for you that really like make your day. Like I think for one of my friends, we talk about books a lot, and she'll like send me little like things on TikTok, like little videos, or she'll text me like randomly, just like screenshots or just like pictures of book quotes that like made her think of me and like made her think of like something she wanted to talk about. And she's very intentional in that way. Or another friend, like we always will get together once a week, every single week, just to like talk, chat. It can only be like, it could be 30 minutes, it could be an hour, it could be 3 hours. It doesn't really matter, but we get together every single week. And there's so many other friends that like have specific things that really mean a lot to me. And so I feel like think about the things that really stand out to you that they do for you and try to do that back to them. Like maybe you have a friend who's always like calling you and checking in, or you have a friend who's always like baking you baked goods, or just like little things. Think about those things, because I feel like a lot of people love others in the way that they also want to be loved. And so if you just like just uno reverse that and do that thing back to them, I feel like they'd be very appreciative of it. And I think that that's like one of the easiest ways to like really show up for your friends. And another way I think to be a good friend, I actually feel like I have a whole episode on this, but maybe I don't. Like I'll have to look back and see if I do or not. But like, I feel like I do have a lot of episodes. Maybe I have an episode about how to make friends, but not how to be a good friend. That would actually be such a great episode. But yeah, I think that like doing the things that they're doing for you back to them would be something that would be very meaningful to them. And that's the only question I'm going to answer, just because I feel like that, I mean, was like 10 minutes long of us chatting about friendship. But just think about like what each specific friend does for you, like on the regular, and try to do that back to them. But like just times 10. So like maybe your friend, she will like send you little TikToks, or maybe she'll like call you or whatever. Maybe try to like FaceTime her. Or maybe like, you know, try to, whenever you guys hang out next, like really listen and be very intentional about like asking her questions. If she's like always asking you questions, like I think it just takes a lot of intention to think about how to be a better friend. But I think that you're on the right track if you're already thinking about it. And let's get into this episode. The first thing that we're going to talk about is about like relationships, obviously, but we will have a little book chat as the episode goes on. Sorry, Bane literally just like walked into this room and is like so loud as always. But sorry, I'm just like losing my train of thought. Brady just came back from walking Bane on a walk, and they just like came in and so the first sign that your partner might be the one is that you trust them completely. I think it's very hard to fully trust anyone, especially if you've been burned before, especially if you've been in relationships, whether it's friendship or like romantic relationships, and people have hurt you. I think if you trust them completely, like you fully trust their word, you fully trust that, like, I don't know, your heart is going to be okay in their hands. I feel like that is such a good sign, because letting your guard down is not easy, and trusting someone is not easy. So if you are trusting them completely, then like that's incredible. Now, if there's something that's like holding you back, like really think about like, what is that thing that is holding you back from trusting them, and why are you feeling that way? And another sign your partner might be the one is that it feels easy with them. You don't have to try to be someone that you're not. You don't have to try to talk a certain way, dress a certain way. You don't have to try to be different than who you are. You feel your best and most comfortable yourself around them. I feel like that is such a good sign that they are the one. And I also think that like even with friendships, like it's so easy for us to like put on some type of like mask or like shell of who we are. And so if you're able to take that guard down around your partner and like fully let loose, like fully, and you know what I mean, like there's those friends or like partners, like just people that you can be around, like whether it's your family or your cousins or like your best friend from age 12, like there's those people where you can just be fully like goofy, silly. You could do anything and they just would like laugh or just like go along with it. They're not gonna like look at you like you're weird. Like if you're able to be like that with your partner, then like you're set. Like that is such a big sign that they are the one. And another sign that your partner is the one is that you both put effort into the relationship. And I guess I should keep saying like might be the one, because these are like, these are just things that I really looked at. Like whenever Brady and I were like looking at like getting married and stuff and had been together for a while, these are the things that I thought like, and really helped me like, I don't know, fully feel comfortable in like taking that next step, or just like being fully like trusting that our relationship was like as perfect as I thought it was, and it's not like something that I should be scared of. But if you're both putting effort into the relationship, and it's like, I don't feel like relationships can really be 50-50, just because I feel like wherever you are in life, like it's going to ebb and flow. So like maybe today you're giving 80%, maybe tomorrow he's giving 90% or she's giving 90%, like your partner is giving more and then you're giving less the next day and like so forth. Like I think that that's fine as long as it's like an equal balance of like back and forth. Like if you're constantly giving 80% 6 days of the week and then they're like giving 80% like one day of the week, like no, like that's not an equal balance. But like if it's a back and forth, I think that's fine. I just don't think that like it's really possible to be like exactly 50-50 all the time, but I do think that like trying to be pretty close is something that's really important, because that way no one's really getting burnt out on like putting in effort, whether it's like with dates or whether it's with communication or just like trying to make your relationship better. And another sign that your partner might be the one is that you both have a healthy level of independence. And I think that this is huge. I was actually talking to someone the other day in my messages on Instagram, and they were saying that they take trips like without their partner a lot, and they also take trips with their partner. And they were saying that it's so cool that I'm able to take trips with the girls or take solo trips or whatever, and like my partner is so encouraging of that. And I was telling them that I feel like the more you pour into yourself and the more independent you are, like outside of your partner, the better it makes your relationship. Because I feel like when you aren't like you're relying on them, but you also have like so much love for yourself, for your own life, that it just has like a healthy balance. Like you don't have like this trauma bond or emotional attachment to each other where you like can't be away from each other because you don't have anything else. I just feel like it's very, very healthy to have like two very like separate but also very connected lives. And I think that it just like overall makes the relationship so much better. And that independence for people, I think, can be sometimes scary, because I feel like sometimes if your partner isn't secure, they can feel like, well, if this person gets a little too much independence, they could feel like life is better without me. And I feel like that is just such a, I guess I don't know the word, but like, it's not the best way to think of the relationship. Because I think, and even with like friendships, like I tell people all the time that I've made so many more friends by doing things by myself. And a lot of people would think, oh, well, like, why would you not make like more friends if you're doing things with people? But there's something about like pouring into yourself that just like gives you a glow. And I know that sounds maybe like woo-woo or something, like I don't know. It just like does something to you. It gives you like confidence in yourself. Like I'm gonna be going on my first solo trip out of the country. Granted, it's only gonna be for like 2 days, so it's not gonna be very long, because I'm going to St. Lucia for like 5 days, and the girls that I am like meeting up with, they're going to be going for 3 days. So I'm going to be there 2 days before them, because I have to leave the trip early because I'm going on another trip to Hawaii with Brady, and they're staying longer than I am because obviously they don't have like a second trip afterward. But I didn't want to just go for like 3 days to St. Lucia. So I was like, okay, I'll go like a few more days before. And I'm definitely like very excited and very confident that it's going to be a fun experience, because again, it's only 2 days and I already like kind of know the lay of the land and I've looked things up and stuff. But I'm also like nervous. But I feel like that nervousness, it's like you can't really grow and like have more confidence in yourself if you're not trying new things and like being like having that little bit of fear. I don't know. I just think it just makes you more confident, and like it makes life kind of an adventure. So I think that having a healthy level of independence and building confidence in yourself and doing things alone, doing things with friends, is so, so important. And another sign that your partner might be the one is that they bring out the best in you. And this is kind of like what I was saying before about just like being able to be fully yourself. But again, I think that this is a little different, because I feel like if you're able to be fully yourself, but they're bringing out like your best self, that is such a good sign. Because there are people who like, maybe they're able to be themselves and they're like married or together or dating or whatever, but like they're bringing out like the most toxic versions of themselves. Like that's like not a good deal, you know? Like if they're making you be someone that you don't want to be, and like I think that that can definitely happen, especially with friendships too. Like if you're around like five people who are doing things that like you don't want to do, and they're like talking about things that you don't want to talk about, it's so easy to fall into that like habit of like being like those people. And it's also very like much the same if you're with your partner too, because I feel like you're around them all the time. Like I know that whenever I hang around friends, I have some friends that love to gossip. Like they love to chat about people. And like, I don't mind like a little chat. Like if we're talking about like, I don't know, who's dating who, like in a celebrity sense or like that kind of stuff. Like, I don't mind chatting about that kind of stuff. But if we're going into the negative, like, ooh, like I don't like this person, or this person does this, that, like, you know, whatever, that's just, I don't like that vibe. And I think that if you're around people who are like that, it's so easy to pick up on those habits without realizing it. And similarly with your partner, if your partner has certain habits, you can easily pick up on those as well. So if they're bringing out the best of you or best version of you, or encouraging you to be the best version of yourself, I think that's such a good sign. Like I know for me, like Brady, he's so good with like saving. He's also really good with like staying fit. And he's also really good with just being like, what's the word? Like, he has a great routine. Like, he never misses like workouts, and he is just like so consistent with that. And I feel like I do a pretty good job myself, but I also think that like, I didn't start waking up at 5 a.m. to like read and stuff until he was like waking up at 5 a.m. And now he wakes up at like 4 a.m. and I'm like, well, you know, okay, that's a little early, but like maybe I'll start like waking up at 4:30. And like, granted, do I wake up at 5 a.m. every single day and like read or whatever? No, but I think it's inspiring. And I think that it is like really nice to have a partner who does things that make me like want to be better and like have just the best version of myself come out. And so if you have a partner like that, I feel like that is a very good sign. Another sign your partner might be the one is that their words match their actions. So if your partner is constantly saying, so, I mean, I can't even give an example because you know people be just talking out of the side of their neck sometimes, like just be saying stuff just to be saying stuff like, oh, I'm gonna do this for you. And like, I'm gonna like do this in life, or like just all these things. And it doesn't even have to be for you specifically, but just like, just talking in general. Like if they are constantly like saying things, but their actions don't line up with what they're saying, I feel like that's such a red flag. But if they are saying things and their actions like follow up with what like they're telling you, I feel like that's such a good sign, because like your word really is like so important. And like, I'm a big person that like loves to follow like the promises that I make to myself and to other people. So if I tell someone I'm going to be somewhere, if I tell someone that I'm going to give something to them at a certain time or do something on a certain day, I always, always, always try to follow through, because I think that like having, I don't know, just like that track record of being someone who can like follow up with their, like follow their word and like do what they say they're going to do, I think that that's so important. So if your partner's like that, I think that's also a really good sign. Another sign that your partner might be the one is that they make you feel safe. I think that that one's kind of self-explanatory, because like, obviously like safety is great, but safe to like open up about your emotions and safe to just like be yourself. Like it doesn't even have to be safe in like protecting you or something like that, but like just safe to like you, they should be like your safe harbor. Like when you go to them, like you feel safe. You can be yourself. You can be open. You can be like all the versions of yourself. And they're just going to like be there to like, I don't know. I don't want to say support you, because if it's like a bad version of yourself, maybe they don't want to support that, but they are going to be there just by your side and make you feel safe and secure. Another sign that your partner might be the one is that the thought of growing old with them doesn't scare you. And that's a big one, because like, obviously if your partner is going to be with you for a long time, like you are going to grow old together, and like the Lord willing. And I think sometimes we can think like, and there's a whole nother episode I want to do on like signs that like how to know your partner is the one. Cause I feel like these are good signs. Like if you're with your partner and like they might be the right person, but I feel like there's certain questions to ask yourself to know whether or not like they're the right person for you. And I want to do a whole nother episode that's like even more in depth on like this kind of idea. But I don't know. I just feel like you shouldn't feel nervous that the version they are right now at this very second is going to be the version that they are when they're 85 years old. Because sometimes I think we can feel like our partner is going to change or grow or mature or be different over time. And maybe they will. Like maybe, I mean, I'm pretty positive they probably will. Like over time, they will probably change. Like that's just life. But who's to say that that will happen? Like you don't know that for sure. And so is the version of the person that you're with right now the version that you would like want to be with until they're old, you're old and gray? And if like the answer is no, then I feel like that's a good sign that like maybe they aren't the person for you. And again, that's not to say that like you can't hope that they will grow in certain areas or that you will grow in certain areas. But overall, I feel like you should be very excited for years down the line to like look at them and like be able to make memories with them as the person they are today, not this like version that you have like built in your head of who you think that they may or may not become. And the last thing that I think is such a good sign that they may or may not, I guess, may be the one, is that you can be yourself. And I kind of already said that in like the first little chat. But I think the more you're able to be comfortable to be open and say what you want to say and just like be fully 110% yourself in the same way that you are maybe around your cousins, your family, or whoever you're most comfortable with, I feel like that is such a good sign. Like if you don't have to hold back on who you are and try to like put on a front, like you are, that's a great sign. And I don't want to say you are with the right person because again, I don't know any of your relationships. So you have to really look at your relationship for yourself through like the lens of these like questions and decide if like the person is the person for you. But if you guys want a more like in-depth episode about this and you want me to like at like share the specific questions that I ask myself, let me know. I would love to share that. You guys also left a little review in the Q&A box on the episode that says things I wish I knew in my 20s, which wasn't the last episode, but it was the episode before last. You guys can always leave little Q&A questions in the Q&A box on Spotify. And one of you guys said, this is from Danielle, you said, yes, go girl. Okay, thank you. Not you like hyping me up. And another one, another message from William Livingston said, I really appreciate this, really helped me out and put me in the right perspective. Currently in my late 20s and starting to figure out my career and things are slowly taking place. I'm guessing it's place, not pace, maybe. Maybe it's pace. Definitely needed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All of you guys' like reviews and things truly mean so much because it makes me feel like we have just like a little community of friends here. Otherwise, I feel like I'm just talking to a wall, like sitting on a bed. And I say that all the time, but like truly, that's how I feel. So make sure you guys leave a review on Apple Podcasts or you leave a review in the little Q&A box like the ones that I read over on Spotify. I feel like both of those are super easy. I read them every single episode. There weren't any reviews on Apple Podcasts and we haven't had one since like January. So I would love if one of you guys would leave a little review there. That's how people find this podcast. And there will be another episode next week and it's going to be a really good one. I feel like you guys have really been very vocal about like what you want to hear. And I know that this episode specifically was one that you guys were looking for after I made the episode that was all about like, I think it was like how to get over a breakup or how to like know that like, I can't remember what episode it was, but like it was something similar to this, but like in the opposite, like how to know you need to break up or something like that. And you were like, hey, can you like also give me an episode that's like how to know if I should like stay with them. And I'm like, bet, like I will make an episode like that for you. So if you guys want more of an in-depth episode on this with specific questions to ask yourself, to like help you decide if the person you're with is the person you should continue to be with, or if there's a person that you're thinking of being with and you should pursue them, like let me know. I would love to have an in-depth episode on that. And I love you most, more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.